What's up, everyone? Welcome to season two of The Syndicates. I am Eddie Zimaitis alongside Vic and John. We are back again for another football season starting up. Guys, are you ready?
We're back, baby. We're back.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
Got some new mics this year, all stepping up in the world. Life is good.
What are we going to talk about, Eddie?
Today is going to be some NFL win totals.
Let's go.
We're going to do the AFC this week, NFC next week, and then we'll probably throw in some Super Bowl predictions, some futures we got. Last year, our very first podcast that we did the win totals, and we absolutely crushed it from what I remember. I think we talked about the Lions going under, the Bears going over, the Bills going under-ish, maybe somewhere along those lines. But we were killing it last year with the win totals. We wanted to make sure we brought it back this year. Kind of a new format that we're going to do, where we're going to go through each team individually, almost like we do on the Sunday breakdown. And then if there's a game or a team we don't like, we'll just kind of skip over that one and hop over to some that we like. And obviously, at the end of the call, or end of the call, the end of the pod, we'll give out our best bets for the AFC this week and then the NFC next week. So, cool. All right, let's jump right into it. We'll go with the first AFC team. We'll start with the AFC East, and let's go with the New York Jets. So, New York Jets this year, it looks like they opened up at, let's see.
I got 7.
Yeah, 7.5 is what I see at the Westgate, and then it's still 7.5, priced a little bit differently, though. So, John, you got a 7. What is your price on that?
Oh, I got to go back and check. I only wrote 7. I didn't write price. Let me see. I can actually log in right now as we speak, and I can tell you what my price is. Let me just tell you really quick how for everybody listening out there, I would just take this with a grain of salt on my win totals. Like, this is not what I do best, and honestly, I don't play them that much, the win totals. But what I basically did, and I did this last year, I went back and looked at my last year numbers, and I did really good, actually. I think I hit all the playoff teams in the AFC, or 5 out of 6. But I go by week by week, and I just pick who's going to win the game. Not too much science behind it, right? But I was pretty proud of myself. I did this before I looked at any win totals this year. And, man, these win totals are really close to the numbers that they came up with. So, I mean, they're like – that's kind of like why I don't like playing win totals, is because they're so – spot on with the numbers. But let's see what I got here for this 7.
So you go through every single game and pick
game. I pulled up the schedule. I put win, loss for every. It's the only way you can do it. You can't just look at New England's schedule and say, oh, they're going to win 11 games. Well, you know, and then look at Miami's schedule and say they're going to win 10 games. They play each other twice. You got to take that into consideration. So,
yeah, there's a website you can go and just click on which team you think is going to win each week, and then it plugs it in, and then their record just keeps updating it. When I do it that way, though, there's teams that are 14-2, and then everybody else is 2-14. I never have teams in the middle for some reason. So,
New York Jets. I got, oh, it's 7. I wrote down 7. It's 7.5. 7.5 minus 120.
Yep.
Under 7.5 minus 120 at the moment.
You got the under at minus 120?
I got the under at minus 120, 7.5.
This one's got the over at minus 120.
Find your money
on both sides some places, it sounds like.
Got to find your number. If we're talking, I wrote down 6-10 for the Jets this year. Let me go back and see what I wrote down last year without even knowing. Oh, geez. Were they any good last year? I wrote down 2-14 last year for the Jets.
Was I off
last year?
Yeah, you were off. They probably won, I think, 5 games.
Okay, they won 4-12.
Four and twelve. Oh wow, they were bad.
They had an awesome first game where I think they trashed the Lions, right? They trashed
the Lions. That doesn't say much.
Yeah, and then it was downhill from there.
Okay, so I got them at 6-10 this year, still putting them under the 7.5 total. Listen, I know Le'Veon Bell's on the team. Their coach. I used to like him. I don't know. He's kind of like weird now. Maybe it's the whole eye thing that he does, right? But Le'Veon Bell didn't play all year. And these running backs, they don't last long, man. Like, he's not going to last more than a few more years. He might do okay this year, but I'm not buying into this team. I like their defense. I like that safety they got. Adams, I think, right? This big, strong safety they got there. But, I mean, I wrote down 6-10, so I like under 7.5 for them. I don't think they're the – I mean, I got them as the worst team in their division. You know, they're tied with Miami. So, I'll take the under 7. It's not one of my favorites. You know, it's just what I got written down on the Jets. And it looks like I was right on them last year. 4-12 they were, and I wrote down 2-14. So,
I wasn't either that way was under. So, yeah. Vic, how about you? How are you feeling about the Jets this year?
You know, I think they're going to be a lot better than last year, but that number is pretty on point for me. I don't see any value where I need to actually bet on this, so I'm probably going to pass. But I will say, just looking at their travel schedule, they have a pretty favorable travel schedule this year where they're traveling the least amount of miles compared to any other team in the NFL. So,
interesting.
That's the info I like.
So that's a good little nugget where, like, you know, it's towards the end of the year, these teams are tired, or some of them coming on back-to-backs or going here, traveling to London, coming back. So that might help them win a game or two. So I see them winning, going like 6-7 wins, and they're a little bit – Darnold will be a little bit better second year in the system, right? And Gase, I saw him – he's a crazy dude, like you said, John, but in Chicago, like he went that year when he was here with Cutler, like the offense –
he was the man.
Yeah, so – I know he's a crazy lunatic, but he knows football. I don't know if he rubs people the wrong way, and that might take an effect with some chemistry in the locker room. But I see them winning 6-7 games. I'm probably just going to sit this one out. I think the number is pretty on point.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Vic here that I think the number is very on point. However, I do think that they are going to be pretty good this year. I would not be surprised if they all of a sudden bust out of the gate, win 10 games. But – No way
Jets are winning 10 games, Eddie.
I would not be surprised. Their defense, their front seven is legit. I mean, they got Leonard Williams. Quinnen Williams that they just drafted as well?
Yeah, that guy's a monster.
So their D-line's going to be decent. Their front seven, they paid a lot on defense to upgrade the front seven. So their linebackers are pretty good now. They got the C.J. Mosley from the Ravens came over to kind of man the middle. Yeah, we got Adams in the secondary kind of manning things back there. Their secondary at corner is a little weak. That's the one area that does concern me. They have Jamison Crowder, who they picked up for Sam Darnold. And I honestly think that he's going to take a big leap this year. They improved their offensive line. They got Osemele from the Raiders. They signed Ryan Khalil, I think, one of the Khalil brothers, to be at center. So they really shored up the line with some veterans. They can stay healthy. I actually think they're going to be pretty solid. So
yeah, they signed Ryan Khalil. I mean, the only thing is like, he's a beast, but like, is he in shape? And maybe it takes him a couple of games, but it is a good signing because he was retired, right? So
yeah, definitely. I think that they could be good. But I also would not be surprised if they go 6-10. I personally think that Sam Darnold is going to have a really big year for all you fantasy players out there. So I wouldn't be surprised if he came out through 40 touchdowns like Andrew Luck from year one to year two. Not Patrick Mahomes, where it's crazy numbers, but you know, Andrew Luck his second year. He tore it up pretty good, so wouldn't be surprised if that happens.
So they're gonna beat your Bills in week one, basically.
Yes. I already bet the game.
All right. What'd you say?
I said I already bet the game.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Well, what number did you get? 3?
Yeah, I got 3. Because the line's starting to creep up a little bit, the price. I think it's like -120 in some places. So I wanted to get on there. All right. So let's go to the Patriots. They are sitting at 11 according to the Westgate. So I don't have any opinion on this one. Vic, anything you see on this one?
Dude, you know how I am with the Patriots, man. Every time I bet on them, I lose. Every time I bet against them, I lose. Hoodie always screws me, so, like, I have no clue. I do love Tom Brady, so whenever they win the Super Bowl, it's cool with me, but I just cannot bet on these guys either way. I'm just going to sit it out, man. Every year we say they're on their decline, and every year they just surpass their number. They win the Super Bowl, so I'm sitting it out.
It's cool when they win the Super Bowl. I'm ending this podcast right now. We're not recording this ever again. Vic just said that it's cool when Brady wins a Super Bowl. Come on.
I know you hate him, man. I just like Brady. I can, like, I feel like the older I've gotten, I can separate, like, players from, like, teams. Yeah, it's a little different for you. Like, and obviously, like, Aaron Rodgers, for me, if you said the same thing, I'd be like, oh, I cannot talk to you anymore. So, but I don't know, man. I just like Brady because he was, like, an underdog and, like, everyone craps on him and always thinks he's never any good and he always wins. So,
listen, we're all from college cities. The only reason why Eddie don't like him is because he's in his division.
Exactly.
Me and Vic are sitting here in the Midwest, and I'm going to tell you something. In Detroit, for some reason, and I know it's not, this is not the how everybody feels, but I don't know if it's because he went to Michigan or not, but we love Tom Brady here.
It is. It's because he went to Michigan.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is, I cannot hate the guy. Whatever he does, I cannot hate on the guy. Like, same thing Vic just said. Like, Aaron Rodgers, like, I just, like, makes my, the back of my skin crawl. I don't want to hear about that guy. But Tom Brady, man, he can win. I don't care if he wins three more Super Bowls. I'm cheering. I'm always cheering for him. Maybe the Lions are never going to the Super Bowl, so I might as well find somebody else to cheer for.
I respect him. I think I don't have any problem with him too much. I've bet on the Patriots before, so obviously I've had to root for him. And I go watch – you know, when they come play in Buffalo, I go see him pretty often. So I respect the guy, and, you know, he's pretty much made us his bitch for the past 17, 20 years, whatever he's been in the league. I think we have three wins against him, and one of them he only played the first half, and Garoppolo filled in his rookie year. And, yeah, so we just don't beat him. So I'm used to just him marking two losses on the schedule because of him every year. So that sucks. But, I mean, yeah, I'm a very unbiased fan. Unlike a lot of the people I talk to. I already said I bet against my team first week already. So, but John, you got anything you like on this one?
Again, like I said, I do these before I even look at win totals. I mark them at 11-5. And last I saw, again, I'm not looking at it right now, I got them. It says 11.
Is what it is.
Is that right? Where's the juice at in that?
Minus 140.
I got 130 over 130. So, I mean, it's right there. They're going to win 11 games, 12 games, something like that. They're going to win their division. If you guys want to bet on New England to win their, I don't know what you got to lay, probably 400 to win the division.
Yeah.
They're going to win the AFC East. That's 100% sure. So,
definitely.
I see all these people put in all those like Philadelphia 76ers. To get to the playoffs, and they put up all this money. You know, you can do that with the New England Patriots every year. They're going to win the AFC East for the next however many years.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's 11. It's 11. I'm not going to touch that.
Cool. All right, let's go to the next team, the Miami Dolphins. I'll save the Bills for last. But, yeah, let's go to the Dolphins. They are sitting at 5 is where it opened, now down to 4.5 with – a little bit of the juice at minus 130 on the over 4.5. I don't think they're going to be as bad as people think. I think it's going to be one of those years. Remember how the Jets were tanking for Sam Darnold a couple years ago? They ended up getting Sam Darnold without having to tank. But people just thought, oh, my God, this team's not even going to win a game. And they come out and they go 5-11, 6-10, whatever it was. I'm pretty sure that's what you're going to see here with the Dolphins. I probably wouldn't bet it over or under. I don't really have a play on it, so I'm going to pass on this one. What about you guys?
Ding, 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 ding. I like this one, guys. This is one of my picks. Is it still 4.5?
It is 4.5 is what I see currently. Vic, do you see that too?
Yeah, I see 4.5 mostly across the board.
I got them winning 6 games. They're not going to be the worst team in the league. The thing with Miami Dolphins every year is, the beginning of the season, when teams go to Miami for some reason, it's hot.
Yeah.
They're not ready yet. You know, everyone says the season doesn't start till October. The real season doesn't start till October. And when you get to Miami for that first month in August and September, you know, whenever the season starts here, you know, they pick up a couple wins for no reason, just because the teams wear down there in the second half of the season. I see it all the time.
It happened to the Bears last year.
Yeah, it happened against the Bears last year. I saw it firsthand, man. They were gassed.
It happens every year. Every year somebody gets them. So I don't know their schedule off the top of my head. I'm trying to find it right now to see what those first four games. So what do we got? We got Baltimore, New England, Dallas, Chargers. I mean, that looks like 0-4, right? Right off the rip. Baltimore, New England, Dallas, San Diego, Los Angeles. Three of them are at home. They're going to pick one of these guys off. They're going to pick off Baltimore. And I mean, they do it to New England. They did it to, well, it was a miracle last year. But you can see them picking off the Chargers in week four. Darwin James is out now. So that's one of the ones I like, man. I like the Miami Dolphins to win more than 4.5 games. That's one of my picks. Their end of the season looks simple to me. They got the Jets, Giants, Cincy, and probably a New England team that's not going to be playing anybody.
Yeah, so, yeah. Knowing the Bills' schedule, the Bills have a very weak schedule this year, and that's because of the divisions they play. So in turn, the Dolphins are pretty much going to have almost an identical schedule, which is pretty weak as well. Vic, what about you? You like the over-under at all on this?
I'm probably going to sit this one out, man. I like John's point as to like finishing the season, and I saw it firsthand with the Bears last year, just being gassed those hot games. But like, man, those first four games are tough, and then week 7 and 8, they got to go to Buffalo and go to Pittsburgh. You know, those are really tough games. I mean, those are 6 losses, I feel like, unless, like John said, they can pick off someone. So it might just come down to the last game of the year, man, that New England game. And if New England rests everyone, you probably get the over there. But not enough for me to put my actual money on. But I like what John's thinking is on this one.
Okay. Next up, we got my team, the Buffalo Bills. And it is sitting at 7. And I wish I could find a 7 for me to place a bet on. I'm not out in Vegas, but if there was a 7, slam the under. There is no way that this team wins more than 7 games. I know they have an easy schedule, but they are just lacking talent on offense. Their offensive line, everyone says it's so improved. All they did was take a garbage offensive line and replace it with more garbage, because they got the dude from the Jets last year that was snapping the ball over Sam Darnold's head at center all the time. They put him at right guard, Spencer Long, I think his name is. They put Mitch Morris at center, but he's already out with concussion protocol. He's been out the whole preseason. He's had 4 concussions in his career. He's only like 27 years old. So that's probably going to be a problem with injuries there. And they have no depth at the offensive line. So Josh Allen, he's going to have to run everywhere again. Honestly, guys, I'm going to ask you this right now. Name one fantasy football player you would draft in the first 8 rounds on the Buffalo Bills. Is there one?
Devin Singletary. Silent. Dynasty League.
Hey. Shh. Don't give away the secrets, though. He is gonna be good. He is gonna be good. But for real, there's really no one on offense that has any talent. So like everyone's saying, the offense is so improved. I listen to the talk shows all day. This guy calls it, oh, our offense is gonna be a freight train this year. No one's gonna be able to stop him with our rocket arm quarterback and John Brown and Cole Beasley. Come on, seriously. No, just look around the league. People get so tunnel visioned around here, and we don't have any talent on offense. We don't have a number one wide receiver. I think Cole Beasley and John Brown are barely number two wide receivers. So LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore, 34 years old, 32 years old, whatever they are, they've lost a step. They're running behind a garbage offensive line. Their defense is going to be amazing. They have 10 of their 11 starters coming back. The only one they lost is Kyle Williams, drafted Ed Oliver. So the defense, I think, is going to be pretty good, but we all know defense doesn't carry over from year to year, going by what Jacksonville did last year. We saw how their defense looked compared to the year before. So I don't know, man. Their defense looks really good in the preseason. It's looked really good in camp from what I've seen the couple times I went, but it's just hard to trust it because – you know, the offense turns it over the opposing team's 30-yard line. They only got to go 30 yards to score. So you never know how defense is going to play out. But, yeah, I don't think they have enough talent on offense to get more than 6 wins. So they'll find a way to screw up a bunch of games and give us some Billsy losses. But I don't know how you guys feel on this.
There's your inside info, ladies and gentlemen. Eddie always comes with that hot Buffalo info.
I'm very unbiased. Like I said, I'm an unbiased fan.
The best. Listen, if you guys want great information, Buffalo, Detroit, Chicago, we'll feed you guys everything you need to know about those three teams, because we give unbiased information about our home teams, and nobody knows their home team better than the fans do. So as long as you're going to be unbiased and you're not going to come on and be like, oh, the Buffalo Bills are going to be 13-3 and win the Super Bowl this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get a bunch of those clowns on radio. So we always give that unbiased info. I got them at 7 wins this year, and I don't know why it's not up anymore. I was looking for it while you were talking. I see 7. I wrote down 7 when I made this list a few days ago, and I got them at 7-9. So you're saying it's going to go under. I got them right at 7. I'm staying away. I don't think they're going to be – they were going to finish second in the East, according to what I got written down here at 7-9. But they're not making the playoffs, so.
Yeah, I would really recommend to try and find a 7. I went small on the 6.5. But if you can find a 7, that I would go pretty big on, because I don't think they find a way to win more than 7 games. And again, this is one thing as a fan I really hate, because if you're going to be in the NFL, either be great, be elite, or suck. Don't be stuck in the middle. And that's why we've been so bad for the past 20 years. It's because we're always 5-11 to 8-8. That's it. We're never 3-13 or 2-14. So we can never be in the top of the draft, but we're always stuck in the middle.
At least you didn't run a fake field goal on the last game to beat the Packers for absolutely no reason. The Detroit Lions. I'm not going to go off on this tangent. We'll talk about it when we get to the Lions.
All right, Vic. How about you? What are you thinking about the Bills?
Man, you know, I love their schedule. I love their defense. Those are always two things I like, but I have them at winning 7 games. I'm exactly like where John is. So I will say their schedule, they get a couple of teams in really good spots. Like, they get Philly coming off of a Sunday night against Dallas. So that's a little bit of a letdown. When they play Denver, you know, they got to play like back-to-back early road games, and they get you in the second game. Even Thanksgiving, I think they play like the Cowboys play New England late, and then they play you know, right after. So yep. You have some, like, really good spots. The defense is going to be a beast. I love Adda Alvar. I think that guy's going to be a monster in the trenches. So, but, man, I don't know. Again, not enough for me to, like, put actual big money on. I think the number is right on point.
Yeah, I agree. It's pretty close to where it should be. But if anything, I would take the under at 7. So
I wonder why it's off the board.
I don't know if anybody got hurt last night, but I don't know. That's interesting. All right, let's move to AFC North. We'll jump to the Cincinnati Bengals, the first team listed here. They are sitting at 6. I'll let one of you guys take it first. So how about you, Vic?
To me, I like the under, man. And it's not – so, like, what I do basically for my over-unders for the year, I literally just make, like, my 5 or 6 best ones, and then I put a good amount of money on each. So I haven't bet this yet. I usually do it right when it comes out. But I like the under. I want to see what you guys think. But their offensive line is decimated. I mean, they got most of their starters hurt, and now they're getting guys off the street that are also getting hurt. So – I mean, we know that the battle is won in the trenches, and Andy Dalton just, first of all, obviously, I don't know how you guys feel, but I'm not sold on him. It's been a long time. He's always been a mediocre dude, and now he's going to be, like, obviously under pressure all game long because all of his offensive line is decimated. So I just don't see it where they can go over the number, and that's why I'm thinking the under. But what are you guys feeling when you're looking at the Bengals?
It's 6, right? Is that what the over under is?
Yep.
I got them at 4-12. So I can't remember now their schedule off the top of my head. It's not one that I, like, wrote a big star next to and saying how much I love it. I kind of like the Dolphins over more. But yeah, the Bengals are probably going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. It's not a hot take. Most people probably feel that way. But six wins, man, that's a lot. And the teams go 2-14, 3-13, 4-12, 5-11. You know, to put them at six, that doesn't make them one of the worst teams in the league, which I think they're going to end up being. So this is probably the end of Dalton. There's, you know, every time there's an NFL draft, there's the rookie quarterbacks that come up are always one of the first picks. And we can finally see this Andy Dalton era come to an end. Tua's coming up. Justin Herbert's coming up. Bengals are going to go with a quarterback next year. And this is probably the year where they're just going to, you know, get that system into place.
So, yeah. And AJ Green is coming off a big injury, man. He's missing all the offseason.
Right.
So, and they won six games last year. So I just don't see how they got better.
He's injured again, too. He came off an injury and he's injured already. I think he did something where he's out a couple of weeks already.
Yeah, so he tweaked it again. So I just don't see how they got better. A lot of times we can see, like, the next year, you know, some teams lost a lot of close games. Like, I have a team in the NFC we'll talk about, you know, next pod. But there are teams that lose close games, or you know that they got significantly better, like free agency or the draft. But how do the Bengals get better? I just don't see it.
Yeah, I agree. I think, Vic, you guys are both spot on. Vic, their offensive line, they tried to improve it. It still didn't have much depth. I know they drafted, I think, Jonah Williams from Alabama, but he's already out for the season. Cordy Glenn, he played for the Bills. He was always injured all the time, and I think he's actually got an injury as well. They tried to move him inside the guard, but because of Jonah Williams, they're going to have to kick him back out to tackle. They have two – I know they have two major injuries on the offensive line that are out for the season, and I think there was two of their best players. So that's going to be big. And then we also have, like you said, just random guys coming in off the street. If you look at Pro Football Focus, they grade the offensive line units, and it really does correlate to wins. Last year, I saw this on Colin Cowherd's show, like the last year, the top 10 offensive lines, pretty much all of them had a winning record. And then you look at the bottom five or seven, it was the teams like the Raiders, Bengals, Dolphins, teams that are just not good. So you need an offensive line to win in this league, because if not, your quarterback's always going to be under pressure, injuries, all sorts of – you're not going to be able to get the run game going. So you really need it to translate into success in order to win some games. And I don't think, especially the division they're in, Cleveland improved, the Ravens, who knows how they're going to be. The Steelers, I think, are going to be still pretty good. But they're in a tough division. So six, getting them to six wins, I just don't see it. So I like the under as well. If you can find it, definitely bet
I'm
a
making
good
that
number.
One of my bets. I'm on air. I'm making that one of my best bets. Bengals under six.
I think we all kind of agree on it.
Yeah, for sure. That's what happens after I talk to you guys for a little bit. Like, now I'm 100% about that the Bengals are not going to win six games.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, like, to your point, man, like, just look at, like, the Browns. Like, who is going to guard Myles Garrett? Like, he might have six sacks that game. Like, and the Ravens, no matter who they have, they're always tough. Harbaugh's always going to bring it, you know? So, and same thing with the Steelers, man. As bad as their D's been the last few years, like, it's still, like, the Steelers. So,
yep.
I just don't see it, man. I don't see how they got better. You know, I'm going to do the same thing, John. Like, I'm going to make it one of my picks. I'm going to add it to my card. Go official Bengals under six.
Yeah, I mean, what's the worst going to happen? You're going to push. They're not winning seven games.
Yeah, exactly.
I am right on there with you guys, so I'm looking for that right now, actually, to go bet it. So if we find it, I'll try and find it. But all right, so kick over to the most talked about team in the NFL this offseason, the Cleveland Browns. They are sitting at 9. My book has a 9.5 out there. I don't buy the hype too much myself personally. I don't really have an opinion on the over-under, but I'm not the biggest Baker Mayfield fan in the world. I still think he's a little overrated. He threw 7 of his 23 touchdowns against the Bengals last year, and they're awful defense. So he was 1-5 against winning teams last year. Until they actually prove that they can win in this league, I'm not going to back them. So I don't know how you guys are feeling on this.
The Browns and the Steelers over and their win totals are both at 9, and it's going to come down to those games that when they play each other, And sometimes it's hard to pick those games right now at the in the moment. You know what I'm saying? But that's basically what these win totals are going to come down to. There's no way I'm going to touch it. I wrote down 9-7 for the Browns, and their win total is 9 here. You said 9.5.
And again, I had a 9.5 in my book, but I think the consensus out there from what we're looking at these numbers is 9.
Yeah, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. It's going to come down to those games. Even those Baltimore games, they're going to be tough. So that's what's going to swing the season for these three teams in this conference is when they play each other. Are they going to win those games? Is somebody going to sweep somebody in that? And that's how you're going to determine who's going to win that that North, the AFC North. Is who's going to win the games when they play each other. So I got it at 9. I wrote down 9. I have 9. It's a stay away for me on Cleveland Browns. They're going to be fun to watch this year, but I'm not betting a season win total on them.
Vic, you buying the hype or no?
I'm buying the hype, but I just don't see how I can put money on it, man. It's like the most bet team in Vegas, and the number's a little inflated. As opposed to you, I'm loving the Baker Mayfield hype. Like, I think he's good for that team. He at least brings like a change of culture for the Browns because they've been so bad for so long and they've needed a quarterback for so long. And their D's going to be good, and Odell, and they're going to put on a show. It's going to be fun to watch, like John said. But I don't know, man. It's tough. The numbers inflated. Can they actually live up to the hype? They also have a lot of tough games this year. Right off the bat, I feel like it's going to come down to probably the last two games if you want to hit the over. So I have them literally just at 9-7, and so I don't see value. I try to look for like over a game value if I want to make it an actual bet. So I just don't see it with the Browns, but it's going to be must-see TV every week, man. That's for sure.
Absolutely. All right, we'll try and kick these a little quicker. And this one actually is one of my picks. And I got the Ravens at under 8.5. I'm sorry, I do not buy into Lamar Jackson either, mostly because we saw what a team did the second time around when they saw him last year with the Chargers. Saw him in the playoffs after seeing him in the regular season. That dude was terrible. To the point where they were calling for Joe Flacco to come in. And I can't buy him as a passer, man. He's too much of a runner. Harbaugh, he's got this weird offense that he's trying to run with Lamar Jackson this year. I don't think it's going to work out. They're almost throwing it back because I've heard references of the wing T coming back with Mark Ingram. They're going to be a running offense. And Greg Roman is their offensive coordinator. He was offensive coordinator in the Bills a couple years ago. He is a very good run game coordinator. Frank Gore had really good years in San Francisco under him and the other Harbaugh. And then now under John Harbaugh, they're going to try and pound the rock as well. And it's just not the way you win in the NFL nowadays. So 8.5, tough division. I love the under. That was the first over under that I bet this year. Vic, you don't want to know what the other one is, but
I think it is.
the Ravens, man, that's my under there. So Vic, how do you like the Ravens this year?
It's tough, man. I think the number's spot on, so I'm not going to put actual money on it, but I do agree with a lot of your points. I like Lamar Jackson. Like, I have fun watching him play. I hope he makes a leap. Like, good quarterbacks, I mean, and your other team that you have the under on is obviously the Bears. But to your point, like, good quarterbacks step up the second year in their offense and show if they're good, right? So, I mean, we'll see, like, if Mitch is good, if Lamar's good. Looking at, like, accuracy charts from last year, like, just looking at straight data, Lamar was last. I know people look at, like, Mitch and bring it up because it's in, like, bigger games, but Lamar was last on pretty much all, like, accuracy charts. So
I think Josh Allen actually – I saw a stat on SportsCenter today that Josh Allen was pretty close. I know he had the worst completion percentage, and there was another stat that I can't remember. Sorry to interrupt you, but go ahead.
You're fine. But I mean, they're all down there, right? So
yeah, both of them.
They got all three of those guys, like Josh Allen, Darnold, Mitch, and now Lamar. They got to show if they're good. Second year in the system, you have more knowledge of the playbook, you feel a little bit more comfortable. But like, is Lamar going to take that step. I like Harbaugh. I think he always brings it. He's a good coach. Last year, they were all obviously they were like, oh, he's gone. He's on the hot seat, and he makes the playoffs, right? So, you know, year in and year out, the guy's smart. He does his thing. It will be interesting. I think Mark Ingram is a good pickup by them. He should help that run game a lot. So, but I just don't see value either way. I do agree with your points. I think it's going to come down to if he takes a step, if their quarterback takes a step up, you know, they can run it back like last year. If not, I think the total goes under by a couple of games.
Yeah, I think they have a tough schedule, tough division, and I'm not a believer in the quarterback, and that's ultimately what drives it for me. So I'm going to stick with the under 8.5 with them here. John, how are you feeling on them?
Yeah, when I wrote down 7-9, the over-under is 8.5. So I don't know, man. I'm kind of with Vic, and I'm not playing this just because, and this is so recency bias, but just because I was watching him play in the preseason and he just kind of like made that – he scored a touchdown that I think they called back against Green Bay, and he just looked like Mike Vick to me. So I don't know. He might come out and be the second coming of Mike Vick this season, and I would not want to have the under if that's what the case is going to be with Baltimore. Before I wrote down my win totals before I watched that game, and it was set, and I wrote down 7-9. So I'll stay away from 8.5. I think it's going to come down to Pittsburgh, Cleveland between those two. But, you know, Baltimore is going to give them a run for their money. They never quit on John Harbaugh.
All right, let's go over to the team you just talked about. Talk about the Steelers now. I like them to win the division. I took it at +170 earlier this year. I was very happy with that number that I got. I don't know what it is now. I haven't looked recently, but I got them to win the division. However, the over-under win total, I didn't touch that one too much. The over on, they're sitting at, let me pull it up here. My mouse will move.
Nine,
yes. So a little slightly inflated to the over, -120 at the Westgate. I have no opinion on it, so I'll let you guys take it away. If either one of you have an opinion on it, and I think 9's a good number, it's right. I like it right there.
Yeah, I also put down 9 for Pittsburgh too. And it came back 9 at the win total. I have 9-7. And like I said, it's going to come down to those Pittsburgh-Cleveland matchups. I think they might be playing each other in the very last game of the year. I don't know if I'm right or wrong about that right at the moment. But if they are, that's totally something that's going to be on NBC, the final game that they pick at the end of the year. I can totally see that happening. I don't have an opinion. I say, you know, Pittsburgh or Cleveland, probably one of those two are going to end up winning the division. It'd be easier for me to tell you who I like better as the season goes along instead of picking it right now. So I don't have a play on either one of those teams. And what do you think, Vic?
The last game, to your point, last game of the season for the Steelers is the Ravens.
And so, oh, okay. It's Ravens. All right.
I think it might come down to that game for both of those teams' totals. So I'm with you guys. I have Steelers 9-7. I do think their defense will be better this year. And overall, we're seeing all this Antonio Brown stuff, man. It's crazy, right? Like just the helmet stuff, the foot stuff. Like maybe he was a distraction. Maybe it's Big Ben. I have no clue. I personally don't think Tomlin – I might get killed for this on the internet or if we ever get big or people listen to this, but, like, I don't think he's that good of a coach, man. Like
I agree. I agree with you.
But, like, all the talent that they've had on the offensive side, defensive side, and he's just struggled, man. Like, he's gotten owned by the Pats and just never adapted, never evolved. And so – I don't know. I last year you could kind of see him losing the locker room, and I feel like I just don't see it from the coaching aspect, how they're going to pick up wins, and then their division is obviously tough. I do see the Browns beating them this year, one game, and if Hugh Jackson wasn't an idiot, they would have killed him last year. But I just don't see it where it's worth enough for us to, like, bet either way, and so I'm just going to sit it out, and I got him at 9-7.
All right, so it sounds like that one's a pretty spot-on number. So overall, I think we got two consensus picks so far with the Dolphins over 4.5. And then we also talked about the Bengals under 6. And then, I don't know, maybe we have a third with the Ravens under 8.5. I know that was kind of me more leaning to it, but
that was more you. That was more you, Eddie.
Okay. And then it's just me.
I'm not sold on the Dolphins either way.
So. Okay. So we really got one then with Bengals. The Bengals.
We got the Bengals under 6. That's our guaranteed lock for
yeah. All three of us agree for sure, I would say, on that. And then obviously there's a lot more teams to go. I got a bunch more, but
yeah, so we'll cut it here with the AFC East and the AFC North, because we don't shut up and we just talk, and this podcast ran a little bit longer than we thought we were going to be able to squeeze all 16 teams in. We're probably gonna have to split them out 8, 8, and 8, and 8 to get to 32, but that's good because now we have opinions on everybody and we're giving you guys good information on all these teams. So we'll wrap it up on this one. We'll send out another podcast breaking down the AFC South and the AFC West. And I got a couple more picks in there. I don't know how you guys are feeling about those. And then we'll get to the NFC, which is where majority of my over-unders are for me personally. So, but yeah, let's go see the Bengals turn back into the Bungles.
No, always a pleasure, fellas. I'm excited. Yeah, my NFC picks, I got a lot more squads coming, so it should be fun. But, yeah, well, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.